Daf is Daf Chaf Dalet. So let's take it from the middle end of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Af Hanashim Sheinim Nemanus Lomar Meis Baila Nemanus Lohavi Es Gita." So even though there are a list of women who are not believed to say that their husband died, okay. Even though those women who are not normally believed to testify that someone's husband died because there's a concern that they're trying to be makalka them, to have them slip up and say that they're single when they're really not single, they are ne'manus lehavias gita. They are believed to bring a get, to serve as a shliach, that they didn't make it up as a shliach. Who are these individuals? A chamosa, mother-in-law, bas chamosa, the mother-in-law's daughter, in other words, a sister-in-law, vitarasa, co-wife, vivamta, which is going to be her sister-in-law from the other end, the Bas Baila, her stepdaughter. All these individuals are not believed to say that the husband died, but they are believed to be a shliach for the get. Why? What's the difference? Ma bein get lemisa, asks the Mishnah. Sheksav mochiach. When a person brings the get, the ksav is the real proof, not her. The shliach is not really the proof. So since the get says that so-and-so divorced so-and-so, so we trust them. Ha'isha atzma mevies gita, the wife herself is able to bring her own get. So long as if she comes from overseas, she says, in front of me it was written, in front of me it's signed, so she serves as any other shliach. So the Gemara is going to discuss this last case. So the Gemara says, now, Bahatanya doesn't rise to tell us, k'she'im she'ein ne'maras lomar meis baila kach ein ne'maras lavi gita. The Brisa says the opposite of the Mishnah, that the same individuals who are not believed to say that the husband died, they're also not believed to bring the get. So we have a steer between the Mishnah and the Brisa, whether a mother-in-law, for example, can bring the get or not. So Amar Rav Yosef explains the difference is lokasher, kan ba'aretz, kan b'chutzlaretz. So what's the difference? One's in Eretz Yisrael, one's in Chutzlaretz, meaning ba'aretz de'lav adibure dida kasam chinan mehemne. In Eretz Yisrael, coming from Eretz Yisrael, where there's no requirement to say b'fai nechtam, she's simply a messenger. She's not really accomplishing anything. She just brings it from one place to the next place. There's no nemanus we need from her. And that's a situation where we do believe the get that's being brought by this mother-in-law, for example. However, b'chutzarts, if it comes from chutzarts, de'adiburak dida kasamchinan, where she has to say b'fai nechtam, we are trusting her, we're somech on her dibur, then lo mehemne, we don't trust her. So that's the difference. Our Mishnah was talking about from Eretz Yisrael, where there is no dibur, and the Brisa is talking about the chutzarts, where there is a dibur, and that's why we don't believe her in the Brisa. So comes along Abai asks, Adrabba, the opposite, Ipcha Mistabra. The opposite is actually more logical. That Ba'aretz, we shouldn't believe her, Di Asa Baal Me'arer Mashkichan Bey. What's going to happen is, if she brings the get from Eretz Yisrael, so she brings the get, and if we trust her as bringing the get, because she doesn't have to say any divor, and then let's say, so she's now single and she gets remarried. Then the husband comes and starts attacking and protesting that the get was never a good get. So we trust the Baal now becomes subject to a debate whether that was a good get. Because she really had no nemanah, she just really brought the get over. So now he's challenging the validity of the get. Now there's a concern, maybe she really was never divorced in the first place. As opposed to, in the other case, if it's b'chutzlart, she comes from b'chutzlart, where she says b'fai nechtam, and we're trusting her. And di asabal ma'ara lo mashkichin abay mehemne. In this case, if the husband tries to say that it was a Pasul get, we don't trust him anymore since she testifies, since the shliach says b'fai nechtam, we saw this in the first parak, that the husband's not able to protest the validity of the get anymore. So there's no concern of any kilkul taking place. So the opposite should really be true. We should really trust mechutzarts, where the b'fai nechtav solidifies the get, it can never be challenged, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael, it's still possible that the husband could challenge. So that's the debate. So there's a machlokas, how to understand the Mishnah versus the Braisa. So Gemara quotes a Braisa now, Tanya Kavase de Abaye. There's a Braisa that supports Abaye, and again, Abaye was the one who said, we trust her from Chutzarts, but we do not trust her from Eretz Yisrael. What's the Braisa? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Isha ne'menesh lahavi gita mikal v'chomer. A woman, the wife, is able to bring, I think it's about a wife, not a stam woman, the wife herself could bring her own get from wherever it's coming from her husband to herself, whatever that means. We'll see that in just a moment. From a kavachomer, what's the kavachomer? just like those women who are not believed to testify that a certain person's husband died, yet they're nemanos lohavigita, she's believed, they are believed to say that, to bring a get to her. He shenemanes lomar meis ba'ala. The wife herself, who's believed to say that her own husband died, ain't odin shenemanes lohavigita. So certainly she should have the nemanos to bring her own get. Fine, so that's a kavachomer. So we trust a woman to bring her own get. Umimakum shabasa. And from the place that we learn the whole source of this, just like when other women were to bring the get over, they have to testify it was written and signed in front of them from overseas. So too, this wife, who's bringing her own get to herself, she has to say it was written and signed in front of her. Okay, so what's the raya from here, though? Have we seen the raya yet?
Yeah.
So what's the raya we're saying?
Because we see that the case where the other women aren't believed is a case where they're saying b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta.
So the chutz la'aretz case. The case of chutz la'aretz is where that's only the case where we believe her, believe them, if they're coming from chutz la'aretz. That's like a bias. A bias says we trust these women who are normally not believed, we trust them in the case of chutz la'aretz, but we do not trust them in the case of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the raya, that we're the trust the dafka in the case of b'fanei nechta and b'fanei nechta. And Amar Rashi says, mas nisa nami deka. Our mission is also very exact in the way it's been presented. The kasani ha'isha atzma mevia geta gita ubilvad shetei tzricha lomar v'chulei shmamina. The wife is believed to bring her own get, so long as she says b'fai nechta, which indicates is referring to medina sayam chutz la'aretz as well, and therefore what? So therefore, that's the case. Our mishnah we said was Eretz Yisrael. So maybe only Dafka in that case of the Isha does she have to say it, but maybe implying the first cases of the other women don't have to say it.
No, our case is, our Mishnah is Chutz La'aretz, that they're believed only in a case where they say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta.
Oh, so that works out well then. So the fact that the last line of the Mishnah says that the wife herself can bring the get so long as she says B'fanei Nechta tells us that the entire Mishnah is describing a case of Chutz La'aretz. So that's consistent. Rav Yosef thought it was the other way around. Rav Yosef felt that in Chutz La'aretz, they're not believed because we have to rely on their dibur. We don't believe them. In Eretz Yisrael, where there's no requirement of a b'fai nechtav statement, then we do believe them because all they're doing is just delivering a get. They're not really adding anything new. So Rav Yosef explained that the reisha v'seifa b'chutz la'aretz and mitzias ba'aretz, so maybe more of a challenge it sounds like, so that he asks, so according to you, the reisha and sefer are talking about chutz la'aretz, because what's the reisha here? The reisha is the situation where we trust the women. So according to Abai, we only trust these women when they're chutz la'aretz. And now the very last line of requiring the wife herself to say b'fai nechtav is also chutz la'aretz. But the mitzvah, the middle case is, which is the middle case here? Rashi says, u'mitzvah is af hanash mechulei moki Rav Yosef ba'aretz. Let's look at the Rashi beforehand. Rashi says, Rav Yosef might die. What's the svar of Rav Yosef? Reishiv esefa b'chutz la'aretz, hakol k'sherin l'havi get. We're going back to previous Mishnayos. That's what we're doing. Hakol k'sherin l'havi is a get. Everyone is kosher to bring a get. O kimna b'chutz la'aretz. That we said was talking about a case of chutz la'aretz, mitikatani suma. Because the case of a suma has to be able to say b'fai nechtav. That was the o kimta we said. So that's chutz la'aretz, that first Mishnah. Seifa, which is ha'i isha, the wife herself brings it, b'chutz la'aretz, dikatani ubavad shehei tzrich lomar. What comes out to Rav Yosef of the previous, the mitziasa, the middle case, which is the first part of our mission we just read, where the other women who are normally not believed about Meis Bala are believed lahavi get. According to Rav Yosef, that was dafka if they came from Eretz Yisrael. So there seems to be a stira. The earlier mission was chutz la'aretz. The end of the mission is chutz la'aretz. And now this middle case of the women who are nemanos, that's Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, in, yes. Reish v'seifa b'chutz la'aretz. And mitziasa b'aretz. That's not a difficulty. We have all the time where the Mishnahs keep changing context. Mimai, how do you know? How do you know the middle case is Baretz? Midikatani ma bein get lamisa sheksav mochiach v'lo katani sheksav upe mochiach. Gemara wants to know, the Mishnah rather wanted to know, what's the difference why these women, the mother-in-law, for example, is not believed to say that her son died to permit her daughter-in-law to marry someone? They're not believed by Misa. But she is believed when it comes to the get, that she can bring the get to her daughter-in-law. So the Mishnah said the difference is because the get has the ksav, it's the text, is the proof. So if we're talking about chutz la'aretz, it should have said the text and the peh and the dibor, both them together, we need the speech of b'fai nechtav plus the text of the get. It doesn't say ksav and peh, it just says ksav. That tells us that we're not talking about chutz la'aretz we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. So that's a raya that the earlier case everyone agrees is Chutz La'aretz. The last case everyone says is Chutz La'aretz. The middle case of Yosef is Eretz Yisrael. From the, again, the fact that it says only the Ksav is Mochiach, and it does not say Ksav Upe Mochiach.
Sorry, I came a little late, but we don't say that she's no Geva Davar. That if she brings a get to the to her daughter-in-law, the guy will be like Yerusha and everything.
Well, she's not going to get any Yerusha. The husband will be getting Yerusha.
Right. Which means she won't. The daughter-in-law won't.
The mother-in-law brings the get. They're talking about bringing the get or the death. The case bring of the get. Bringing the get. So bring the get to her daughter. So there's no Yerusha there. What do you mean?
No, her daughter-in-law. Now that you say daughter-in-law.
Her daughter. If I did, that was incorrect. It should have been to her daughter, to permit her son-in-law. I apologize. Okay. Right. Her daughter to permit her son-in-law.
Okay.
The Gemara says, Ha'isha atma mevia, so the wife herself can bring her own get. So what does that mean? How does a wife bring her own get? When Isha, mechi mata gita liada igarshala. When the moment the husband hands her the get, the divorce, what are you sending her to be her own shliach? It's a very strange case. So Amar Huna, b'omer lo, tisgarshi bi, ela b'fnei based imploni. No, he works in a certain tanai, that here's your get, but that get won't have any chalos until you get to based in of Woodmere, let's say. So, in the end of the day,
isn't that just a metzias? I mean, any woman that has a get and would want to get married has to present it. And at which point she's going to say, I was given the get.
Right, but the Bezdin doesn't have to be present. Doesn't have to,
I understand
right.
that, but you don't have to convene the Bezdin to confirm what she
said. No, correct. This is a certain tanai. The husband made a certain tanai. For whatever reason, he wanted the divorce to take place in Bezdin. So here's your get. It only works once you get to the Bezdin of Woodmere. That's the special okimta that the Gemara says the Mishnah is talking about. Otherwise, the moment he hands the get to her, that's a good
but
get.
How do you know? That you wouldn't know.
That which part? Were you,
that
you,
it was a Tanai.
No, that's the Gemara saying that's the situation they made. No, he said that to her. If it's written the get, so how do you know? You don't know.
You don't know that.
Right. There's no reason to know, but if that was a stipulation they made between each other, it could have been it was in the shtar, they put this in the get itself. But that was the okimta, the very narrow case that the Gemara says is the only way to understand the Mishnah, because otherwise, the moment you give the get to her, she's divorced. What do you mean she's a shliach for herself?
No, because you could say just what I said, because at the end of the day, she's going to be Naaman to say she got it from her husband. She's holding a piece of paper that's signed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where it was signed. She got it. She could have a sofa written for herself and have two people sign it.
Right. And therefore,
how do you know the husband gave it to her? She has that namanas. To say that her husband gave it to her.
Okay.
So why can't you just say that?
I'm not looking for namanas that she's saying her husband gave it to her. We're looking for a case where she's acting as a shliach on behalf of herself. The Mishnah specifically refers to a case where she's bringing her own get as a shliach for herself.
Oh, okay.
So we're trying to figure out how you find that type of case.
So, I made it more complicated where he made it tonight now.
Right.
That's all. Yeah.
But practically speaking, it would be the same thing. Yeah,
she can. She is Naaman to pull out a get if she has Ksav and
right,
has Eidim.
Right, which is real. Right.
But the Mishnah says she's Naaman to bring a get on behalf of herself. So how's that case where she actually has a chance of shliach?
Okay. So that's the case the Mishnah is talking about. When is she a shliach? She's a shliach when he specifically states that the chalos of the get won't take effect until she enters into the Bezdin holding that get. So the Gemara says, so, in the end of the day, ki mati hasam igarshala. So the second she enters into the Bezdin, so the divorce takes place, says Rashi. Sof, ki mati lahasam igarshala. Aide kabbalah rishona. From the first time when she accepted the get from her husband, the tanai ba'amahave, de lo tiskarish ad osamakum, hare niskai matanai, velav shliachi. She's never a shliach. She just she's filling out the time. I mean, and really what she could do is she could accept the get, leave it over, put it down somewhere, walk on her own to the Bezdin, and she fulfilled that tanai, let's say, and then it worked. So that's not a shliach for holacha. So that can't be the case. Ella Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach Mishmei de Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika Damarla. He says to her, Kimatis Hasam, when you get to that Bezdin, Asnachi Aara, place the get on the ground. Vishakli, then pick it up. So I want you to do the maisa, the nasan la, the giving, the taking, should take place in Bezdin. So it's not going to be chal from when you accepted it from the husband. It's going to be chal when you pick it up in front of Bezdin. Of course, that doesn't work. That's the case. It's a discussion, a later discussion in the Masechta, that if a person, a woman, picks up the get from the ground, that's a problem, because Amar Rava, taking a get from the karka is nothing. You need a nasan la, you have to give it to her. That's not considered giving it. Placing on the ground, and then her retrieving it, that's not considered nasan, that's not considered a nasina. So you can't place it on the ground and pick it up. You lost the maisa nasina from the husband. So what he says is, your shliach laholacha, you're carrying the shliach as my messenger until you get there. When you get to Bezdin, you're going to turn now into a shliach lekabbalah. The kibli eskitech, and accept your own get from yourself. So now she turns shliach lekabbalah halacha into shliach lekabbalah, and therefore
what's halacha here? How does it change the shliach?
Because you have to represent the husband. The husband has to do a nesina. So only a shliach can do a nesina. So she's doing a nesina from halacha to herself, who's now a shliach lekabbalah.
When she's doing the halacha, is that considered to be at all shlichus gerushin? No, because you're saying it's just a. What is it exactly?
She's representing the husband. So when she hands it over to, let's say, another woman, for example, so she hands it to his wife, that nesina is considered as if the husband himself did the nesina.
But this is for herself.
This is for, so now, how she give it to herself? So she now becomes a shliach lekabbalah and she gives it to herself. She now represents herself and she's giving, you know, one hand to the next hand. That's the havamina right now. We'll reject it very quickly. But that's the idea. Now, I think what you're maybe getting at is the discussion later on of during the shlichas of shliach lehalacha, is that considered like one long ma'is and nesina from beginning to end?
Right.
Or no, she's an agent, and the ma'is and nesina only takes place at that moment when she gives it over, and that ma'is, it just is...
Retroactively works.
Exactly.
Works, right.
That's a big discussion. The Rav Yosef Engel has a beautiful shtickle in his first klal in Lekach Tov. He talks about how shlichas works. How much is it? Is it mamish like the shliach is the person themselves? Or is it that it's not the same person, but the ma'is nesina is as if the mishlach is doing the ma'is nesina? Or not even that, the ma'is nesina is the shliach doing the ma'is nesina. It's just that the mishlach gets credit, he gets to check it off, but we don't view it as if he's actually doing it. Those are three extremes he has. So that also comes up when it comes to shliach lalacha, by any shlichas, this comes up. How do we attribute it back to the mishlach? But at this stage right now, what he's suggesting is, he says, you're shliach lalacha. When you get there, you can't place it on the ground because that's going to sever the nesina. Become a shliach lekabbalah, be yourself now, lose the shlichus lehalacha, and then you've accomplished the nesina. The Gemara says, it doesn't work. Because v'halo chazara shlichus eta habal. The shlichus can't go back to the husband, can't go back to the husband. What does that mean? So it's a little bit complicated. The way I understand this to mean is, she has to be a shliach lalacha the moment she gives it to him. You need a ma'is nesina. So the second she ends a shliach lalacha, and now she becomes herself, there was never a ma'is nesina given to herself. There's no action. So the Rashi and Tosafot talk about what it exactly means that she can't report back. Once she ends her relationship, she's no longer shliach lalacha, so then she can't. I'm not sure if the article says it better than I'm not really saying anything that makes sense, coherent, but let's look at Rashi, see what Rashi says, and we'll see how this comes together. Rashi says around halfway down Rashi's, Halo chazara shlichas et habal. So when she transforms into herself now, the shlichas doesn't go back to the baal. Shliach lo mikre, a shliach is only called ela hamishalech mizelazeh, when there's a connection to the mishalech. Sheroi lach or et sholcha, when she, as the shliach, could go back to the sholcha, the mishalech. I completed your shlichus. She can't go back. She's only sent to herself. Now she becomes the baal davar. So the shliach, she can never report back that I accomplished your shlichus because before it was done, she. Wait, you get the point? Yeah. It's hard to say. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, Viter. So what's the case here? Damar La, he says to his wife, Havi shliach leholacha, you're going to be a shliach leholacha, ad dematis hasim, until you get to the bezdim. V'chimatis hasim, when you get to bezdim, shave shliach lekabbalah, appoint a shliach lekabbalah, as another party. So you're still acting as a shliach leholacha, appoint another woman as a shliach lekabbalah for you, you give it to her, she's representing you, you're representing the husband, and it's going to be a ma'is and a sinah, and everything will work out nicely. So the Gemara says, okay, that's a very nice answer, but that only works. Hanicha l'man d'amar isha osa shliach l'kabel gita miyad shliach baila. It only makes sense as the debate in general. Can a wife appoint a shliach l'kabalah to accept from the husband's shliach l'holacha? So if you say that they can, so then there's no problem. That works out very nicely. But ela l'man d'amar, the one who says, ein ha'isha osa shliach l'kabel gita miyad shliach baila ma'ik l'meymar, if you say that a woman cannot appoint a shliach to accept from the husband's shliach. Now in general, we'll see in a moment, a woman can appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. But that's, everyone agrees, to accept from the husband himself, that's okay. The only debate is, if the husband appoints a shliach l'holacha, can she appoint a shliach l'kabbalah for the two shluchim to meet? That's the debate. Which is interesting, why would that would not be allowed? So if you assume that she can, so this makes sense. She's a shliach l'holacha, she appoints a shliach l'kabbalah, and hands it to the shliach l'kabbalah. But if you assume she can appoint a shliach l'kabbalah, when she acts as shliach l'holacha, what's the answer? So Gemara says, "Time am I? What's the reason why she cannot appoint a shliach l'kabbalah to accept from a shliach l'holacha? The ikav bizayon the baal. It's embarrassing to the baal, which itself is fascinating. V'hacha baal lo kapid. So what's the bizayon to the baal? So Rashi explained to me, "Shim bizayon the baal. Disavar mivaze osi. He thinks you're disgracing me by sending me a shliach. What kind of cover are you giving me? I'm trying to divorce you. I want some respect here. Shein hi atzma mekabalsa. You're not accepting the get on your own? What kind of respect are you giving me? Hukach lo nichele shehi shlucho moser le shlucho. I don't want my shliach giving to her shliach. I want my shliach giving to her herself. Vimaser lo havigita. And if his shliach l'holacha gives to her shliach l'kabal, it won't be a good get. Delav l'hachi shadruhu l'hai. He didn't send with that intent. The bishma miyad baal atzma. If the shliach l'kabbalah of her goes directly to the husband, kaven deiu gufay maser l'shliach. Since he was willing to hand it over to the shliach, ishto shliach ishto hakachazinu delokabe. We see he wasn't mocked, but he was willing to give the get to the shliach l'kabbalah. About kol kama delokazinu amin and kapit. But if we don't know that he was okay with his shliach giving her shliach, we have to assume he was mocked, and it's not a good get. Whatever warped das he has. So therefore, so if it's about bizayon. Here the Baal doesn't really care. Shrei kan tzivalo. He commanded, in the case we're talking about, this strange okimta, he says to her, you're going to the shliach l'holacha, and when you get to the bezin, appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. So then since he ordered her to do that, so that makes sense. That's okay. As long as we know there's no hakpada, that's going to work. So again, hanich l'man damar, mishim bizayon habaal. So if you understand, it's about bizayon the Baal, and here the Baal was willing to let her appoint a shliach l'kabbalah, everything works out fine. That's the case. Eleman damar, mishim chatzera, the one who thinks it's a concern of a chatzera, that if she appoints a shliach l'kabbalah to accept from a shliach l'holacha, there's a concern of mishim chatzera habala achar mikan ma'ik l'meimar. What's that case? I think we saw this earlier in the Masechta, that let's say she has a chatzer, the husband drops the get in her chatzer, that works. But let's say he drops it in someone else's chatzer. And then she acquires a chatzer with the get in it. That doesn't work because the nesina at the time wasn't her chatzer. So somehow the case of shliach l'kabbalah accepting from a shliach l'holacha might lead a person to allow a chatzer habalah achmikan. And that, we don't care about his hakbada at all. It's a gzeir the chachamim set up, a low plug, regardless of the scenario. So if you assume that's why you can't have a shliach l'kabbalah except from a shliach l'holacha, ma'ik l'meimer, what's the case here of the woman bringing the shliach l'kabbalah the shliach l'holacha, and then giving to who there can never be another shliach l'kabbalah that she appoints. So the Gemara says, the Amar La, it's where he says to her, his wife, "Have a shliach l'holacha ademati hasam. You're going to be a shliach l'holacha until you get there. V'chimatis hasam, when you get there, shave shliach l'holacha, appoint another shliach l'holacha to continue this shlichus, and then you, as yourself, kabli es giteich minei, accept it, and there's no shliach l'kabbalah." That's the case. The guy was crazy. Not the first time. Ibai Zema, alternatively, the Amr La, he says to her, "Have a shliach l'holacha, be a shliach l'holacha ademat hasam until you get to the bezdin. The chimat is hasam when you get to the bezdin. Amar kame beidin, say in front of bezdin b'fai nechta b'fai nechta that you saw it written and signed in front of you. Umashve beidina shliach and appoint them to be the shliach l'holacha v'lisvud nehalach and you'll accept it." So two different ways of appointing either some other third party or the bezdin to be the shliach l'holacha.
But it wouldn't work the way the first case.
The first,
she would be according to one opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, only according to one sheet, that's true.
Okay, great. Hajr nalach, hamevi get. Third pair. Ready for the third pair, guys? Let's go. Kol get shenichtav shlo l'shem isha. Any get that was written not for the shame of an isha, it was just written stam. Pasul, it's going to be disqualified. Ketzer. What does it mean? It wasn't written for an isha. Haya over b'shuk. You guys passing through the marketplace. V'shama kol sofer. When he hears that the sofer and the ones who are practicing writing gets makrin ish ploni. Someone's reading to someone else, reciting ish ploni megarish ish ploni's right. Ruvain's divorcing Sarah. Let's say v'makrin ploni that they come from Yerushalayim. Vamar Zeshmiv, and then the guy's walking by, he says, wait a second, happens to be my name, Zeshmiv, is that Shemishi, this is my wife's name, maybe I'll go pick up the get, they already wrote it, that's Pasul, Pasul the Garish Bo.
That's awesome.
Okay, very convenient, so that doesn't work. Yes, Mikan, more than that, Kasul the Garish says Isho, Vinimlach, so in that case, it was never intended in writing as a get, it was simply practice, it's so from practicing. This next case is, the guy wanted to divorce his wife, so he wrote a get, and then he changed his mind, he wanted to stay with her. Then he matzah ben iro v'amr lo shmi kishimcha shem ishi kishem ishecha. So you know what? I don't need this get anymore. Maybe you could take it. You could use this. We have the same names. Your wife has the same name. All yours. That's also pasul garish bo. Even though in this case, there was intent to use as get. It was written for a get. It just happens to be the parties are different people. Yes, and we can more than this, the Mishnah says on Techav Dalam and Beis now. Hayulo shnei dashim. He has two wives. Shmoseim shavos. Same exact names. He married two Rachels, let's say. And Kasav Lagarish Sagadola, he wants to divorce the older one. Lo Yigosh Ba Sakatana, he cannot use that to now divorce the younger one, even though he has intent to divorce, and intent to divorce his wife, and the same exact, it's different wife though, same exact name, that is a better case, you would think maybe that would work, even that case doesn't work. It has to be very specific for which wife. And yes, Mikan, more than that, Amar Lilavlar, he says to the Sofer, Kasav Le'ezah Shirta Agarish, he says, you know what, I don't know which one, I want to divorce one of them, I don't know which one yet. They have the same exact name. Write it Stam, one of these women, and Mafraya will figure out which one I had in mind. That too, which has even more intent, that's also going to be Pasul. So Gemara wants to know now, Kasav Lagarish is Ishta v'nimlach v'chule. The first case where he decided to write a get for his wife and change his mind, he gave it to a friend who happened to have the same name, him and his wife, that's Pasul. Se'ela Reisha B'mai. So what's the case of the Reisha? What's the scenario? I already told you what the scenario is. What's the ratio talking about where that case doesn't work? He's walking the shuk and hears people writing. What's the case? Amar Papa, Bisofrim Asurin Lislamid Askidan. We're dealing with a case. We're just stunned. They're just busy practicing writing. So Amar Ravashi, Dekanami, and there's a very nice raya I have from the Mishnah that's talking about Sofrim. Dekatani Sofrim Makrin Velo Sofrim Korin. It's not saying what the Sofrim are saying. They're being read to. The Rebbe is saying, right, Ruvain's divorcing Sarah. So that's what's being read to them, recited to them, that tells us that it's a whole school of Sofrim, Shmamina. That's the first case where it's possible. So my yes and Kane, what's the greater, more so than this, the greater Chiddush of the next line of the Mishnah? So the Gemara is going to go through each stage, the Chiddush of each of the stages, which we kind of spoke about as we went through the Mishnah. The Braisa says, Tane debei Rabbi Shmuel, lo ze shenichtav shelo l'shem gerishim. Needless to say, the first case where it wasn't written for any gerishim, it was written simply to practice. Even the next case, where it's written for husband and wife as gerishim, but they wanted to use for a different husband and wife, but it was l'shem gerishim, that case is also possible. Not only a case where it was written stam for gerishim, it wasn't written for him himself. Even if it was written for himself, but now he wants to use it for a different wife, but it's still for himself, even that case is possible. Not only that case, shlo nichtav l'shem gerishin, ha, that wasn't written for this specific wife, elazesh nichtav l'shem gerishin, ha pasul. The way to read this last two lines is a little bit unclear. What it means is, even if it was written for him, and for one of his wives, not sure which one yet, even that case is going to be pasul. So that's the build-up of each stage of the Mishnah. There's a greater chiddush in each one. So my time. So what's the reason for all these chiddushim? Why are they all disqualified? L'maisa, tell me why they're pasul. So the Gemara says, "E kasev, if it wrote in the pasuk v'nasan sefer krisus, and just hand the krisus, the sefer krisus, to the wife, b'yad then to her hand, havamina limutei ha'kama, that would only exclude the first case of the Mishnah, the lo avid l'shem krisus. It was never written for krisus. Aval kasev l'garish is ishto v'nimlach l'david l'shem krisus ema kasher. But if it was written for some shame krisus, even though it's two different parties now, but it was written for the shame krisus, maybe that would work." Maybe the second case of the Mishnah should work. It was, again, written for Reuven and Sarah, and he decided to stay married, so he gave it to a different Reuven and Sarah. It was for L'shem Gershim. Maybe that would work. It says, the ksiva has to be written for Gershon. Not the Nesina, but the Ksiva has to be written for Gershon. Ikas Rachman v'chasov, if it wrote simply Ksiva, hava mina lemute hai, delo iu kakasiv le, I would think to only exclude the second case, where the Reuven and Sarah, two different parties, they never wrote it. He didn't write the initial one. Maybe that case is possible. Aval yesh lo shtei nashim, if the guy himself wrote it, and had two different wives, so the Ksiva was there, he wrote it for himself to use. But he has two wives, diu kakasiv le, he wrote it, ema kasha, maybe that should work, changing from one Rachel to the other Rachel. Kas Rachmana, la, Lishma has to be written specifically for her, for which one you want. The Seifa Lamli. So what's the need for the Seifa where he was thinking of which wife I'm going to divorce? What's the need for that case? Hakamashman de Ain Brera. It comes to teach me Brera doesn't work. Even though in the beginning he didn't know which one he's going to go for. And in the end he figured out which wife he's going to divorce. Brera doesn't work. That's the explanation of our Mishnah. And we found something good in the back? Okay, sorry. I always react when I see you turning the pages. It's usually something interesting. Yes, it was great. With Sheshes and Rav Yosef, the two Ba'memras, the Sumas. Yeah. The Chedushim of Oken. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Kasiv Lagarish, Esagdola Lo Yigarish Basakatana. Let's say he writes, the Mishnah said he writes a get to divorce his older wife, Rachel. He can't use it to divorce his younger wife, called Rachel. So Gemara says, Katana Hudulo Matzi Magarish Be. He can't divorce the younger one, Hagdola Matzi Magarish Be. He can divorce the older one because the older one was the one he intended on divorcing in the first place. That's why he wrote the get. So even though they have the same names, he's allowed to give the get to her. So what's the relevance of this? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Zosamesh, this comes to tell us that Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, if you have two individuals who have the same name, Hadar and Bir Achas, living in the same city, Motzin Shtar Chov Alachem, they are allowed to take out a document that someone owes them money. So again, the two parties to Yosef, so one Yosef could say that Reuven owes him money, even though there's another Yosef. So you can't say, we're not going to claim, maybe really the other Yosef had it, and that other Yosef dropped it, and you picked it up, and you're not able to claim it. Reuven can't make such a taina, because the fact that Yosef's holding on to the shtar, he's muchzak in the shtar, that gives him the nemanus to believe that he's the owner of that the statement that he's owed. He's the owner of that debt. Okay. So the Gemara says, so that's the comparison here also. He's able to give to the wife, even though there are two Rachels in the case, he's able to say it was written for this Rachel, not the other Rachel.
More importantly, she's able to prove it's her divorce document when she receives it.
She's muchzak in it, and she can't say it was given to her and it fell. The fact that you're muchzak in it, that gives you the nemanus. So Amar Lei Abaye, so Abaye says, El Meat, if that's the case, Reisha Dikasani Shmi Kishimcha, the ratio where my name's like your name, Pasul Lagarishbo, Pasul Lagarishbo. Shani, who did Lomatsim Garishbe, the second guy who was not, it wasn't written for that couple, can't use it. Velo Acher, let me skip the line here, sorry. Harishon Matsim Garishbe, the first guy, the first Reuven and Rachel, can use it to divorce. But why? How could they divorce? Veha Amrinan, Velo Acher, Yachel Lahotzi Alein Shachov, when the two Yosefs, Reuven can't collect from this Yosef because then that Yosef could say, you got the wrong Yosef. It's really that other Yosef who owes you money. There's no, the fact that Reuven's holding on to it, it doesn't clarify which Yosef owes him money. As opposed to the Yosef is holding the shtar, that gives him the nemanus over that Yosef. But some other party who's claiming from them, there's no proof that which Yosef is referring to. So how could it be that there's a shtar now? There are two husbands who have the same name and two wives with the same name. So this Reuven can't say that has it.
So the woman, when she takes the shtar with the get out and says, ha, you see, you divorced me, even though there's somebody else in the community with that same name that theoretically could have drawn up that divorce document.
Since there's another Reuven in the town.
She's able to make a taina on her husband, you've divorced me, even when there's somebody else out there with that same name.
So how could that work? So Ella, my yishtachal memor, so what do you have to explain here? So we talk a dual, if there's two couples with the same exact name in the same exact city, they're allowed to get divorced. Why? What's the basis? Shouldn't we be concerned that they switched gets? So it must be, Elamai Yishtachal Amemar, we have to say, but Edim Mesira, Rabbi Eliezer, that we don't care about the documents so much. The Edim that are signing the Shtar are not so important. It's about Edim Mesira. Now, I'm not sure how that really works, though, because Rabbi Eliezer requires V'chasav is about Ksiva. So let's see if Rashi explains this.
You do have Ksiva Lishma. You do have Ksiva, you don't have the issue of Nemanus, of Shmuel Kishmuel.
But isn't there a concern still that the ksiva was written for this couple, not for that couple?
So we said in the Mishnah, that's not going to work. If the ksiva was not, lamaisa, if the ksiva was not written lishma for that couple,
right,
that won't work.
How do we know that it was written lishma for
How did the Eide Mesira know that it was written lishma?
The
Eide Mesira have to know it was written lishma.
So how do they know? Look at Rashi says the last few narrow lines here. Eide Mesira. Shemakir nes shneim. They recognize the two parties, the husband and wife. Umeidin shero shezem asher lazu, and they witnessed the husband giving to the wife. Avav eide chasima lo doesn't work. Kedaminan shema nimlo chze shekasu v'chasmu v'lo garish es ishto masu lo zu eshes chavero.
Because again, the chashash is that the woman that the bauchel pulls out the person pulls out the star, and he says, "Hey, why are you holding that star on me? Hold it on the other guy."
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea that who have involved in the transaction with him in the first place. But once there's Eide Mesira, you know that the transaction was between those two parties.
They saw the initial transaction. I gotcha. Okay, very good. So therefore, it sounds just like that case where the husband and wife, even though there's another husband and wife with the same name, we trust them because the Eide Mesira witnessed the husband giving to the wife. So Hachanami, Eide Mesira, Rebbe Elazar here. So too in this case as well, which case, Rashi says the first wide line down. Hachanami beidei mesira, v'lekel mecha shema lechaverta nimsar. We're not concerned. Maybe it was given to the friend. What's the Hachanami case now that we're referring to?
The case of the two wives, where the one man with the two wives that we tried to bring a raya.
In terms of the gedola and the katana, going to the katana gedola case, that too also. The Eide Mesira saw that he gave it to the Gedola, not to the Katana. That's why that case is going to be kosher. Okay, so again, in case 2 and 3 of the Mishnah, those case 2 and 3 in the Mishnah, talking about with the Eide Mesira who recognized the husband and the wife. Okay, probably should stop here. We did a lot today. We moved fast. And this goes into the next stop, it seems. Okay, you owe me something, Adam.
Yeah, I have to tell you this.